اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
July 12, 1983. Place Hosseinia Jamaran, Tehran. The prophets held these two jobs, the spiritual job to extricate the people from captivity of the carnal soul and from the captivity of the clutches of the oppressors. These two tasks are the jobs of the prophets. When a person observes His Holiness Moses and His Holiness Abraham and things that have been quoted in the Quran from these two prophets, he notices that they held these same two positions. One was to invite the people to monotheism and another was to rescue people from under oppression. If in the teachings of His Holiness Christ, peace be upon Him, this job is less noticeable, it is because His Holiness Christ did not live for long and had less contact with the people. Otherwise, his style was the same as that of His Holiness Moses and all the prophets.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. On the subject of the holy month of Ramadan, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, "Strive to purify yourself in the holy month of Ramadan." The sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh is in fact a recommendation for us to look at our conducts and reform our soul. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ramadan is the month of God and the month of repentance." The great leader of the Islamic revolution, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, has written in his 40 hadith, that is the famous book of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, that repentance is the referral from the nature to the self-spirit after that the glory of spirit was being veiled in the darkness of nature because of the sins and the disobedience.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi
sallallahu alayhi.
You know, God loves the penitents. The prophets always invited men to penitence, which is a way toward evolution and gaining the true completion. Penitence is the most beautiful and vivid way to make an apology. In a narration, the Holy Prophet ﷺ has said, "In Ramadan, God orders the angels to prepare and arrange the heaven for those who fast and close the doors of hell to them and do not open them till the end of this month. And he orders Jibra'il to descend and closes the path of evil to the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in order that the devil cannot corrupt their faith and fasting." Although there is always a way for repent and referral to God, but the holy month of Ramadan is the spring for repentance. In this month, its acceptance is vastly provided, and that is, you know, a great opportunity. And again, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said in another saying that God asks during Ramadan, "Is there anyone who wants his repent to be accepted?" These narrations signify the great opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for us in this holy month to return to Him and purify our soul. Thank you very much for being with us in this episode. Until another one, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Every night and every day.